Yeah, because this is great stuff. Her reaction to the deadly day at the Capitol. And it's incredible to me the double standard that's out there. We've got Nancy Pelosi. We got all kinds of folks. Even one Republican, Adam Kinzinger, of Illinois, a congressman, calling for invoking the 25th Amendment, where the vice president would go with a letter signed by a majority of the cabinet chiefs and would essentially, say that the president's out of a job. To borrow a well-worn phrase, you're fired. And it would be Mike Pence that would end up being the heavy. I don't think Mike Pence is going to do that. We've got 13 days till a new president. And to me, it just makes no sense whatsoever. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. Has this been a bizarre week or what? As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a crash to look out for. That's US 95 northbound after Russell. The left lane is blocked in that incident, so stay to the right, 95 northbound after Russell. Reduced speeds also on the 95 southbound at Craig, north at Washington. Do look for some heavy volumes there in the Henderson area on the Southern Beltway, 215 west. That's at Green Valley, eastbound 215 at Eastern. And look for some slow flows, too, as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, north at Owens, south at Sahara. And do remember those 24/7 lane restrictions continue in North Las Vegas. That's 15 north at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball back at it this evening as they are in Fort Collins to open up a two-game series against Colorado State. They'll play this evening, and then they'll play another game coming up on Saturday. Runnin' Rebels have not played a game since Saturday, December 5th. That was 33 days ago, as they had games against Eastern Washington and Pepperdine canceled and series against Wyoming and San Diego postponed. Colorado State comes into this game this evening with a record sitting at 6-2. They're 3-1 in Mountain West play. That includes an impressive win against San Diego State. UNLV women's basketball, they also have a series against Colorado State at home beginning this evening. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Get your space ready for the year ahead at Macy's one-day sale. Going on now with deals of the day like three-piece comforter sets, $24.99. Get creative in the kitchen with cookware sets, just $39.99. And prep for a future getaway with 65 to 75% off luggage closeouts from Samsonite, Travel Pro, Delsey, and more. Plus, get your .com orders fast with contact-free curbside pickup. Or you can pick them up inside the store. For details, visit Macy's.com. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these dolls.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Well, today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Man, oh man, oh man, what a wild couple of days this has been. Yesterday, of course, we had the riot. Although I'm going to tell you something. Having watched a lot of video over the last 2 days, what we saw yesterday in our nation's capital, people breaking windows and climbing through windows to get into the Capitol, to me was uncharacteristic. And if I were a cop investigating this crime, my nose would be hurting me, because my nose would be telling me, wait a minute, this is not the MO of MAGA. Or you know, for instance, I mentioned yesterday that one of the things I learned from the Tea Party. The Tea Party was peaceful, almost boring at times, and they cleaned up after themselves. When they had a big rally in a park or whatever, they cleaned up. It was pristine. These people, I think we're going to find, was Antifa disguised as a MAGA rally person. I'm sorry, but, and I know people are going to say, oh, you're just enabling, you're just, no. The president did not incite a riot. There were people that were there to riot. And I'm just going to tell you, the modus operandi, the MO, was reminiscent of June and Lafayette Park and all of the, you know, the problems we had in Washington and Baltimore and Philadelphia and Kenosha, all the problems that we've had with Antifa. This looks like Antifa. I'm sorry, but it does. Now, Kayleigh McEnany is the presidential press secretary, and she's got 13 days on the job to go, and then she'll hand off the baton. But today she went to the briefing room with a two-minute statement, and that was all. No questions, no nothing. This was Kayleigh McEnany just about an hour ago.
Here to deliver this message on behalf of the entire White House. Let me be clear. The violence we saw yesterday at our nation's capital was appalling, reprehensible, and antithetical to the American way. We condemn it, the president and this administration, in the strongest possible terms. It is unacceptable, and those that broke the law should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I stood here at this podium the day after a historic church burned amid violent riots, and I said this: the First Amendment guarantees the right of the people to peaceably assemble. What we saw last night in Washington and across the country was not that, end quote. Make no mistake, what we saw yesterday afternoon in the halls of our Capitol likewise was not that. We grieve for the loss of life and those injured, and we hold them in our prayers and close to our hearts at this time. We thank our valiant law enforcement officers who are true American heroes. What we saw yesterday was a group of violent rioters undermining the legitimate First Amendment rights of the many thousands who came to peacefully have their voices heard in our nation's capital. Those who violently besieged our capital are the opposite of everything this administration stands for. The core value of our administration is the idea that all citizens have the right to live in safety, peace, and freedom. Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power. Now it is time for America to unite, to come together, to reject the violence that we have seen. We are one American people under God. Thank you very much.
There you have it. The vermin known as the White House press corps, disappointed they got no questions out of that. I'm just going to tell you, And for those of you that have watched Antifa, they throwing a bike rack through a plate glass window in Berkeley, the People's Republic of Berkeley. I mean, that's their style. And there's one piece of tape that CNN keeps running, and it's of people breaking in a window and crawling through it. And it looks like Antifa. Now, what's going to happen? Is anybody going to apologize to the president if we find that of the 68 people that so far have been arrested, and that number may go north, is there anybody that's going to apologize to the president, accusing him of sedition and different things like that, inciting a riot? There will be somebody that will try and prosecute the president. That's why I urge him, sooner rather than later, like today, to issue the pardons to his family, to Rudy Giuliani, to the president himself, and to essentially a blanket pardon needs to be issued. And I would do that before some stupid SOB decides that they want to prosecute or invoke the 25th Amendment and actually take him out of office where he won't be able to pardon himself. Now, there could be a deal where Mike Pence becomes president for a week or so. And that would be great. You know? I would love to see Mike Pence be the one to actually pardon the president and his family and his close associates. I would really like to see that before Mike Pence goes. But we'll find out. More to do as we continue. When we come back, the police chief for D.C. Metro responds to some of the criticism of the policing at the Capitol riot yesterday. Oh, and by the way, Andy Matthews is going to join us, Assemblyman District 37, one of the new faces in the legislature, and he's a good guy, former president of NPRI, really good guy. Also, Heidi Harris will join us. Heidi Harris is sleeping in these days. I just love it that she gets to do that. Stay with us. More to do. By the way, Heidi will join us just after 5 o'clock as we continue on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Wouldn't we all like that? And by the way, make sure you call the SKC Group. In fact, they're waiting for your phone call right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. The SKC Group. You know, everybody's going to be preaching a unity now. You watch the Demo Rats, after they're done savaging the president, are going to push for unity. In the next 13 days before the inauguration, and part of the inauguration speech will be the call for unity. But just remember, it was only a couple of years ago that Mad Maxine Waters, was not exactly preaching unity. Listen to this.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Wow. I just love that. Mad Maxine Waters. They don't call her Mad Maxine for nothing. By the way, coming up top of the hour, this is going to be good. Andy Matthews is going to join us. He has one of the brightest minds in politics in our state. He's the new assemblyman for District 37. And it'll be fascinating to get a chance to talk to him about his wild ride to the assembly and what to expect on February 1st or January 19th. January 19th is the state of the state, where the governor comes in and says, this is what I want. I don't know. It's just strange. I want you to hear from Muriel Bowser. She is the mayor of the District of Columbia. And her reaction to the deadly day at the Capitol yesterday. This is cut one. Muriel Bowser earlier today in our nation's capital.
Overnight, as expected, the Congress affirmed President-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and it is official that certification. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will take the oath of office on January 20th to be the 46th president of the United States of America. We know and we all knew that the end result of this free and fair election would be the oaths that they take on January 20th. This should send a clear message to our nation and the world that despite actions of an unhinged president and those that believe the baseless conspiracies that have been peddled by him and by other elected officials, that the United States remains strong. Our democracy is prevailing, decency is prevailing, and hope and change are on the horizon. While it seems like a lifetime ago, it was just yesterday that we received the final election results out of the state of Georgia. And I want to congratulate Senator, what I'm going to call him, Reverend Senator Warnock, and Senator-elect Ossoff. I also want to make a few priorities clear for the new Congress that are very important to the district. First, we must get statehood on the president's desk within the first 100 days of the 117th Congress. Congress must immediately transfer command of the District of Columbia National Guard from the president of the United States and put it squarely under the command and control of the mayor of the District of Columbia. We must also understand why the federal law enforcement response was much stronger at the protest over the summer than during yesterday's attack on Congress. I also call on the Joint Terrorism Task Force to investigate, arrest, and prosecute any individual who entered the Capitol, destroyed property, or incited acts of domestic terrorism observed yesterday. More immediately, we know that the current president must be held accountable for this unprecedented attack on our democracy. What happened yesterday is what he wanted to happen, and we must not underestimate the damage he can do to our nation and our democracy over the next 2 weeks.
I want you to hear very quickly. This is Professor Jonathan Turley from George Washington University. He was on with Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends this morning. And all this talk about the 25th Amendment is just that, talk. And he explains the problems with the 25th Amendment with just 13 days to go in the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Here it is. I'm sorry. Professor Jonathan Turley, this is Cut 3 with Brian Kilmeade earlier today. I tell you what,
there was rumors that some staffers are pushing for the vice president to enact the 25th Amendment and get the president out with 2 weeks left in his term. Can that happen?
Well, it can happen. It's just extremely unlikely. Keep in mind that the act has a 4-day period where the president can then object. They then renew essentially that disability claim and they get 4 more days and then there's a vote in Congress. So there's an 8-day period folded into this, which is sort of a process period. So you're talking about running this to the very end and effectively removing him within a couple of days of his leaving office, 4 or 5 days before he's leaving office. And that's even assuming you have the marriage. You got to be very careful with this. When you start to remove presidents for what you perceive as a mental disability, it is a standard that can easily be abused. This is about constitutional faults, not character faults. And it's very dangerous if you start to say, well, I just view him as unstable, unless you've got very strong grounds.
And that's the problem. So all this talk of the 25th Amendment, it's just that, just a bunch of talk, a bunch of hooey. That's just about all it is. Stay with us. More to come. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Andy Matthews, Assemblyman District 37. That's all next on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Now, if you've lost your employer-based insurance coverage, I know lots of you have, or if you're contemplating retirement, I know a lot of you folks too, you need to talk with my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. Call 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. Coming up, one of the brightest minds in politics in Nevada. He is Andy Matthews, formerly the president of NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. He is going to be a great addition to the Republican caucus. And we were talking with Dr. Robin Titus, the chair, the leader of the Republican caucus. And I know she's very excited to have Andy Matthews as a part of their caucus. So that's coming up in our next hour. Also at 5:05, Heidi Harris, her reaction to what we've seen over the last 2 days, I guess, day and a half. And are we really headed towards impeachment or the 25th Amendment? Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I'm just saying we got 13 days to go in the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Kayleigh McEnany came to the press room earlier this afternoon and said that they are working towards a peaceful transition. And I take her at her word. And I assume that means the President of the United States is heading towards a peaceful transition. All that and more coming up as we continue. It's Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.